Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, the one and only Ryan Saunders is back. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's been a couple of years. Ryan is the executive director of the Chorus of Westerly.
Still there, a couple of years, and a little grayer, but none the worse for wear, I guess.
You didn't have any gray the last time I saw you.
Maybe. Not quite as much. I color my hair gray now. That's what I tell people. So,
right.
But you can't see it on the radio.
A couple new additions for the executive director of the Chorus of Westerly. Not only a new director, a music director, but you also have some new children.
Yeah. Since I've last been here, I have two young sons. One that's three. I guess the three-year-old was on his way last time. Charlie, and another a one-year-old named Joshua.
And do you remember both their names?
I think so.
That's pretty good. And joining us is the new to us anyway, not new to the Chorus of Westerly, a couple years into the job now, but Andrew Howell. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's nice to have you with us, and let's find out a little bit about you, and how long have you been the music director of the Chorus of Westerly?
This is the coming up on the end of my second year with the chorus, but I joined the chorus as a singer in 1995, so I've been around for a while.
Wow. So you're a longtime Westerly kind of person.
I am.
And did you go to college nearby, or where did you go
to school?
Yes,
I went to the University of Rhode Island for a bachelor's in music education and a master's in choral conducting and organ performance.
So you probably knew George Kent.
I knew him a little bit, yeah. No, I knew him very, very well. He was a mentor and teacher to me for a very long time.
Excellent. Well, that's great news that we were able to find someone as talented as you right here in the Ocean State. That's a good thing. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Chorus of Westerly. It's been a while, and there's a lot of exciting things coming up. You have your concert coming up on June 21st. That's next Saturday night, Ryan.
That's next Saturday night. So, Summer Pops 2014. 25,000 people in Westerly's Wilcox Park. Should be a lot of fun.
That's a lot of people. And Ryan, for those of you that don't know, part of his job as executive director is to give popcorn to all those people at the park.
That would be an interesting project. Actually, we have people who do that. The Westerly Rotary Club actually does that for us for free. So, not for everybody in the park, but as many people who want to purchase their popcorn, they get it from the Rotary Club.
Speaking of free, the concert is free.
The concert itself is free. We've been doing it now for about 34 years. I think that's the 34th one of this that we've done. And it's completely free to the public. And it's like a mini Boston Pops for their 4th of July Esplanade concert.
So the Hatch Shell in Wilcox Park.
We build our own stage, temporary stage, a big, I think it's a 40 by 60 foot stage that we build there. And we present a concert very similar to what you'd hear in Boston on the 4th of July. In fact, all of the sound and light guys are Capron out of Boston, the same exact people who do their show. They come down and sort of dress rehearse on us. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we're able to do for the community, and it's really a highlight of our year. So,
excellent, yeah. Excellent. Andrew, let's get to a piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk some more with you. What do you have for us first?
Sure. This is a recording of the chorus itself singing the opening movement of the Mozart Requiem that we performed last May in Westerly.
I think this is a first for WCRI. I don't think we've actually had a recording of the chorus. Usually we talk about what's going to happen. Hasn't been recorded yet, but now we have one in the flesh, as I say. So here we go.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by the Chorus of Westerly in a recording that was made last May, I think you said, Andrew?
Yes.
That's good. And when people listen to the Chorus of Westerly, should they expect to be hearing about 10 men and 10 women or 15 or 20 or what's the numbers now?
We are right around 195. We're pretty high point at this point. We've got about 80 children in the chorus up to age 18, from 8 to 18, and then the rest are adults of
so
all ages.
190 singers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And if you haven't visited the George Kent Performance Hall, you should do that down the road when they all fit in there, and they do it somehow.
We barely fit in there, but we do fit in there. We're really packed onto that wall.
And I also notice, of course, you have a live orchestra or musicians playing along with you, so you have to find some place to stick them, right?
Yes, we do. We put them right down in front there. They're a pickup group, but they're local musicians from Providence and Boston who come down to play with us, very skilled players.
When you say pickup group, you are talking about professional musicians, not just four guys off the street or something, right?
No, professional musicians, but right. they're put together specifically for that performance by an orchestra contractor that we hire.
There you go. And the Chorus of Westerly has long been known for its community involvement, and this concert coming up on Saturday night, the 21st, at Wilcox Park is part of that. And how are you able to put on a performance like that at Wilcox Park? Where does the money come from if you don't charge anything?
That's true. It's almost a $90,000 event, and it can actually be more than that depending on if it rains or not because of delay charges. But we are funded through all sorts of different sources, individuals, businesses in town, allocations from both the town of Westerly and the town of Stonington across the river. And then generous contributions that people give us in the park. Mm-hmm. For the night of the event. You know, every year it's kind of a squeaker to see if we're going to get to our fundraising goal, which is always a little bit more than the concert costs. So we have some extra money in the coffers in case it does rain, because we have fireworks and cannons and orchestra members and lights and sound. So if it rains on Saturday night, we'll do it on Sunday. If it rains on Sunday, we'll do it on Monday. If it rains Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we give up. But we really rely heavily on the community to support us through private contributions for the most mm-hmm. part. So it's quite a challenge. We seem to get there every year, but you know, it's often later and later. But it's the best thing that we can do for our community. It was the first Pops was held in 1981, and it was in Dixon Square in West Durant in front of the post office, and it was given to the town as a thank you for the chorus's was about to go on their first international tour to England. And it was a thank you concert back for helping to raise money for that performance. And it was meant as a one-shot concert. They were never going to ever do it again. And then it became a two-time concert. And now it's as old as Andrew. So it's become a rite of passage and really a community, almost, you know, like a birthright for folks there. And it is the music that we do at the hall in the regular season is very, very fulfilling. And it's very important that we do it. But to me, Pops is... it might be my favorite chorus event to run, because there's very few times where you get to touch the lives of so many people and your friends and family, the people that you grew up with. And that's Summer Pops. And we're going to keep doing it as long as we can do it. So it should be Saturday night should be great. Hopefully the weather, there'll be no thunderstorms or no rain. And we get that thing pulled off on Saturday. And Sunday, we're taking apart the stage again and getting ready for the next project.
And if people would like to help, they can donate by going to your website, I'm sure, right?
That's right. You can go to chorusofwesterly.org. /donate, and you can donate to Pops or the chorus right there. And if you come to the concert on Saturday night, you can give in the park at any of the merchandise or concession stands, or there are people walking through the park with gold star balloons and yellow buckets who will gladly and safely take your donations to the performance.
All right. So, Andrew, you probably won't be out with a bucket wandering around through the crowd. You'll be busy, right?
I did that for many years, yeah. But now I've got a different job to do, working up on the stage there.
What does that feel like, going from someone that was just a youth growing up in the chorus to all of a sudden now you're in charge of hundreds of people?
It has been absolutely surreal the whole time. The season itself, for last year, the season itself was kind of overwhelming at times, but incredibly thrilling the whole time. I had dreamed about being in that position for a long time, and then to actually be the conductor of the chorus is really something special. But getting in front of 25,000 people, almost the entire town of Westerly, is frightening. Ryan has done it for a few years as well, in terms of talking to that many people, and it was interesting to get a microphone in front of that many people, besides just conducting the music there, but actually addressing those people it was exciting and horrifying all at the same time.
See, I get more nervous talking to 400 people in the George Kent Performance Hall than I do for the 25,000 at Wilcox Park, and I think it's because in the performance hall I can see everybody's face, and in the park it's dark and I can just pretend that there's nobody there. But
that's
anyway,
kind of like today. You're talking to more people than that now,
that's,
but you don't
that's
realize.
Right. Yeah, that's right. When you can't really see their faces. Certainly if I say something wrong, I'll get an email or a letter in the mail a few days later, but probably like this interview. But it's, you know, if it makes you feel any better, Andrew. I was particularly nervous the first time I did it too. So it gets easier.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music from that live recording that you did last May, and tell us what small short piece we're going to listen to now.
Sure. This is the second movement of the Mozart Requiem from our live performance last May, the Dies Irae.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chorus of Westerly's Ryan Saunders, the executive director, and Andrew Howell, the music director of the Chorus of Westerly. And Andrew, putting music together for something like the Pops or for any other program, what makes you decide what goes where?
For a pops concert like this, I'm looking for a good variety, something for the orchestra, something for the chorus, things that the audience will recognize and enjoy, but also some stuff that we can actually sink our teeth into as a musical organization. So for this particular concert, we've got a variety of chorus orchestra pieces we're doing for our sing-along this year, The Sound of Music, which has had a recurrence lately.
Sure.
We've done some interesting sing-alongs in the past of, you know, older songs that less and less people are knowing. Mm-hmm. I figure we have a better chance of people actually being able to sing along with The Sound of Music at this point. So we're trying that as something
deer,
different.
A female deer.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right.
We have a wonderful guest artist, Deshaun Burton, excuse me, coming this year, who is a member of the Grammy award-winning Room Full of Teeth, a very interesting vocal ensemble, and he's going to sing set two of Copland's old American songs. So we've got Chingering Chaw, Zion's Walls, Shall We Gather at the River, things that people will recognize, and we've never done those Copland pieces before on Pop, so that's okay. Exciting. Two of them, the chorus will sing with him, and the other three he will do on his own. We have a brand new chart that we got for the orchestra, Star Trek Through the Years. It's got all of the different themes from the shows, as well as a couple of the movies. So that'll be something that, you know, all the Trekkies in the audience, like Ryan and myself, will really appreciate.
I've never watched the show ever.
Yeah, right.
Ryan, you could come dressed.
I could.
I would. You come as Zulu, or who would you be?
Oh heck, I don't know.
Certainly not McCoy.
McCoy. No, I'm a next generation kind of guy.
So. We actually joked around at first about doing what we did last year for the Armed Forces salute. You had each Armed Forces segment stand up when you got to their part.
Right.
We thought people who, you know, appreciated the Next Generation or Voyager, they could stand up for whatever their favorite was.
That's right. Then we'd know.
That's right.
Sure.
We'd know where the nerds are sitting.
That's right. Somewhere, all over the place.
Somewhere near me, too.
Yeah. Probably, so. And then we have the traditional 1812 overture, which always ends our concert. A couple surprises in there.
Surprise?
Yeah, okay. We do have a couple surprises. We're starting off the program as well with Beethoven Hallelujah from the Mount of Olives, which is a piece that, again, the chorus has never done before. So trying to get some new stuff in there. And then John Williams' Dry Your Tears, Africa from the movie Amistad.
Okay. Sounds like a very, very interesting program and certainly full of music. Speaking of full of music, let's get to this next piece and tell us why you chose this one.
Sure. This is the midpoint of the Dvorak Stabat Mater, which we just performed a couple of weeks ago, and we're also going to be taking with us to Europe in July. We're going to Prague, Vienna, and Budapest, and we'll be singing the Dvorak Stabat Mater in each of those cities. So this is the Tui Nati Vulnerati movement from the Dvorak Stabat Mater.
Well, after we listen to this, we'll have to find out more about the Europe trip. Here we go.
Thank you.
beautiful music, but not quite as nice as that recording that was made last May. I don't think that was the Chorus of Westerly, right?
That was not the Chorus of Westerly. That was actually Helmut Rilling conducting the Oregon Bach Festival Orchestra and Choir.
Okay, so we just don't want to confuse everybody. We will, at the end of the program, hopefully get back to another Chorus of Westerly piece. But at this point, I want to go back to Ryan and talk about the amazing adventure coming up where you're going to be going to Europe.
That's right. In the middle couple weeks of July, we're going on our fourth international concert tour, and we're going to take a group of about 225 people over to Central Europe and be performing in the great cities of Prague, Vienna, and Budapest. And we'll be taking this great piece, the Dvorak Stabat Mater, with us. That's what we'll be performing over there. And we're working with a Prague-based orchestra in Prague and Vienna called Virtuosi Pragensis. And then in Budapest with the Danube Symphony Orchestra. I could say that in Hungarian, but that would not come across the air right. So
probably not.
It's a big deal for us. It's the first time we've toured in 19 years. And since I went on the last tour as a 16-year-old, so it should be a heck of a lot of fun. It's a big, big, big project. But we're looking forward to it. We're singing some three amazing venues over there. We're singing in Smetana Hall and the Municipal House. Prague, which is right in the old city, beautiful, beautiful old concert hall. The St. Stephen's Cathedral, which is, if you know Vienna at all, it's the Gothic cathedral, the giant spire and the roof with the eagles on the slate. And then the Matthias Church in Budapest, which is where they've the coronation church of Hungary or whatever iteration Hungary was in back when it had kings and queens, whatever empire had conquered through there. So it should be an amazing, amazing experience. We have a lot of people in this group who are traveling abroad for the very first time, and we have about 40 kids and teens coming with us, too. So should be incredible.
Now, 225 people, if you normally perform with 190, that's adding a few people.
We actually we have about 125 singers coming with us, and the rest are following us along to be our cheering audience.
Right. Spouses and yeah. Family members. So it'll be a more reduced chorus. Well, it's still 125 is still a pretty big chorus.
Yes, it is.
We don't have a lot of our younger kids aren't coming with us. The ones that are, you know, from 8 to maybe 12 or 13.
Right.
And that not they're certainly invited to, but it's a lot to take a 9-year-old to Central Europe. And hopefully this is successful and we can do it again in 4 or 5 years. And when those, you know, 9, 10-year-olds or 15, 16 or whatever, mm-hmm. they'll have a chance to go again. So
now people that are listening that said, you know, I always wanted to do something like join the Chorus of Westerly or a large chorus. How do they go about that? Do they have to audition for you, Andrew?
They do. Actually, we are just going through our audition. We just are accepting people for auditions through the month of June. So anyone who's interested can email Chorus of Westerly or they can email me at the Chorus of Westerly, andrew@chorusofwesterly.org to set up a time. And for adults, there are audition requirements on our website, chorusofwesterly.org. For children, they just come in and I hear their voice and test their ear, and then we talk about the season. So people can get in touch with me anytime, or they can call the chorus at 401-596-8663 to set up a time.
Excellent. All right, let's get to another piece of music. And what do you have for us next?
What I have for you next is the final movement of the Dvorak Stabat Mater. This is the glorious ending of the Stabat.
All right, it's a little bit lengthy. Hopefully we'll get the whole thing in before we have to take another break. And then we'll be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly.
Oh,
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chorus of Westerly's Ryan Saunders and Andrew Howell. Andrew, the chorus has been doing a lot of things lately, and we're going to talk a little bit about the future, but I just want to explain to the audience, we've listened to a lot of music, we've done some talking, and you're getting close to the end, so unusually, we're going to have one more opportunity to talk here, then we'll listen to another piece of music, and that'll be our hour. But let's get to next year's season and talk a little bit about that. Just give us some highlights of what we might expect.
Absolutely. So we start off the fall with selections from Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Then we dive into our traditional Christmas Pops concert in December, Twelfth Night, which I believe is actually the 40th anniversary of Twelfth Night.
Wow.
This coming January of 2015. Then we're going to do a March concert like we did last year, not this past March, but the March before, which will be a concert of unaccompanied and more lightly accompanied works. We will not have an orchestra for that one. It'll be piano, organ, perhaps some other random instrumentalists in there. And then we move on to the For a Requiem in May, coupled with a Carl Jenkins piece called The Gloria. So the For a Requiem and Jenkins' Gloria in the spring, and then we cap off our year with Summer Pops next June.
Wow. So sounds like it's a fun-filled year.
Lots it is a busy year.
Lots of things going on. Well, there's so many things going on that we can't let another 3 or 4 years go by before you come back. So you got to promise to come back in the fall and fill us in on how things are going at that point. And,
gladly.
All right. We'll get you and Ryan back here, and we'll do it again. Ryan, while we were in the commercial break, you told me about a very interesting little challenge the chorus has as far as a fundraiser going on.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like a lot of charitable arts organizations or any charity these days, we've been facing some very tough financial times and been trying to right our ship and secure us for the next few years. And we've had a very kind gentleman from Florida who has offered to the Chorus of Westerly $100,000 in a matching gift for $100,000. So, in fact, he's offering it as two $50,000 gifts. So what that means is that for any new or increased gift to the Chorus of Westerly for any project, our annual fund drive, donating to POPs, anything, he will match it dollar for dollar up to $100,000. And when we get to the first 50, he'll offer us a check for $50,000 as a gift. And when we get to the second 50, he will offer us the next $50,000. So it's funds that we desperately need. And this is sort of a mini miracle in many sense. This gentleman has also pledged another $50,000 to our children's program in a $10,000 gift for 5 years, every year for 5 years.
Wow.
And he was also a major funder for our international tour. So overall, he has pledged quite a bit of money to the chorus to help us. And what he would like in return is for everyone throughout the community, the state, to help kick in and to do it as well. I should say that he's never, ever heard or seen the Chorus of Westerly. He's never been in our building. He knows a lot about us through me and through a mutual acquaintance. But he believes in organizations that change children's lives. And organizations that are led by passionate and dedicated people. And he likes to help out communities and make a difference. So he's really willing to do this. And at this point in time, I believe we're just about to approach our first $50,000. So if anyone would like to help with this, please, we encourage you to go to chorusofwesterly.org/donate, or you can just send a check in and just say, put in this the memo match. You can send it to the chorus at 119 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. But we're really hopeful that we can get to this $100,000 sooner rather than later. And it is in many ways a mini miracle for us. And we're very proud of it, and we hope people will help out.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity, and what a great thing he's doing to help the cause. So if you'd like to do your part, jump on board. Get to that website and donate or send a donation in. Or you can call if you want to do it the old-fashioned way. And the phone number they can call is
401-596-8663. Or if you like words, it's 401-596-TONE, T-O-N-E.
So, tone as tone, a ringing right. of a bell. Or yeah, there we go. And so I want to thank both of you for coming in today. It's been great. We've got a lot of information out. We've listened to a lot of music. And we have one more piece to go. But, Ryan, I want to thank you for coming in again. Nice
thank
to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And next time, hopefully, it'll be two or three more kids.
Oh, goodness gracious. Maybe they can be Andrews.
And, Andrew, thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And it's, I'm sure, going to be a long, successful run at Chorus of Westerly.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
All right. Tell us about this last piece of music we're going to go out with.
Yes, this last piece is the opening of Bach's Christmas Oratorio, which people can hear next November in the Chorus of Westerly Hall on High Street in Westerly.
All right, we're going to pick it up someplace in the middle because it's pretty lengthy, and listen to the end. For the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.